You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Love Bucket Bar and Citadel Gin. Mmm, piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Hang on, mate. That was the wrong intro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, get rid of that one. No, we can do this. We can start again.
I can pretend if that counts.
No.
Role-playing.
This is un...
Sportsmanly?
No. This isn't Drive 2017. This is like Drive 2014.
At least we've got the sweet Electro Octopus tune to
We chucked it into the Drive Bed 4, I think.
The thing is, you're holding the mouse and I just... There's not a lot I can do at this stage. When you give out that mouse, you can probably solve the problem pretty quick.
You guys ready? Dan? Everyone?
Absolutely.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
I lied, I'm ready.
It felt better the second time.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. I know you guys are new at this.
Hey, you signed up with BFM.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome.
All right, hey, thanks for having me back again.
All right,
last of the year.
Our pleasure. You've brought a little mixed bag of things. Heard you say the word Vietnamese before?
I did. So I'm doing kind of a twist on a sidecar, which is a classic, and I thought I'd sort of finish the year on a twist on a classic. I have no idea why.
Okay.
And I'm putting...
Aren't they all, though?
What
really?
Is a sidecar?
Aren't they all twists on classics in a way?
A whole bunch of them are, but the ability to come up with something new and original is kind of fun. And
true.
Yeah. Certain bartenders can do that.
Fair enough.
Talk me through a sidecar. What is a sidecar?
Yeah, okay, so a sidecar was basically cognac, curacao, which is like an orange liqueur, and then lemon juice. And it's just three parts, nice and simple. So I've kind of upped the ante, and I'm using, once again, I'm loving that Pierre Ferrand 1840 cognac. This time I'm using, by Pierre Ferrand again, they've got dry curacao, so as I said, an orange liqueur.
He's kind of saying like curacao?
Yeah, curacao. They kind
that,
of
is that, that, okay.
The little C with a little funny
island,
five
little,
on the end.
I lived on that island for a year.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Well, lots of oranges, I understand.
It's the only thing that could grow because it's actually a massive lump of coral.
Yeah.
It's really hard to farm the island.
Do they do a lot of surfing off the edge of that?
There's a natural port and big like cruise ships coming. There's a big oil refinery on the island. It's actually quite sad. Half the island is like covered in cruddy soot because of the trade winds.
So the oranges.
It's kind of it's a nuggety.
The orange is good.
Laughing? It's a true story. I lived in the Caribbean for a year. I recommend it. It was a good time.
Awesome. Good stuff. All right, so with that, I'm going to chuck in something called Ngoc Mao, which is like a Vietnamese burnt caramel syrup. And look, I just find the first recipe on Google. It's really simple. You kind of put a cup of sugar in with a little bit of water into a pot.
Feels like a fine line. Feels like a fine line burning caramel.
You watch it kind of go blackish with these orange bubbles on top, and then you take it off and you cool it and you chuck in a cup of water and basically stand back and avoid not getting burnt.
Ooh.
And then you pop it back on the heat and stir it till it dissolves. It's like a 15-minute process, but it's simple.
Okay, so you have come in and you've given me the how-to. And
indeed.
I'm slowly adding this to the podcast. So nice. You can go to 95bfm.com and go to the podcast section, and I'm slowly adding the how-to and all the ingredients you need. So if you want to make it at home, you can do. Otherwise, you can head on down to the Bramble.
Absolutely. I also have an Instagram account because I do cocktail consultation and designing cocktails for other restaurants.
Cocktails make for good photos.
Oh, they do, absolutely. So if you go to the Cocktail Co, I have all these cocktails and I always put the full recipes in and instructions. I think it's nice to share.
Okay, mm-hmm. It is.
It's sociable.
Or just learn from the boss and go down to the Bramble.
Wouldn't you just impress the hell out of your friends if you made one of these at home, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Sort of maybe New Year's, you know, when you're half cut.
Pick the right friend though. Some friends don't really care about that kind of crap.
But yeah.
Some people do.
Like us.
Yep, exactly. So I've got this burnt caramel sauce syrup, and onto that I'm going to add some lemon juice and add a little bit of egg white for some foam. And then I'm putting in a pinch of salt just to bring out the savory notes.
Oh, salted
and
caramel.
Push out the caramel. Perfect.
Okay, okay.
And some Chinese five spice just to give a little bit more of a little spin in there. Hmm. And we'll get that rolling if you
let's
like.
Let's do it.
Check do you in. Think that this...
Oh, the glasses are really good looking, by
yeah,
the way.
Nice. Shopping. It's
nice.
Is that actual glass?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, they're lovely. Really nice. Kind of like that sort of burnt colour where the glass has got depth, if that makes any sense to anyone.
kind of charcoaly, smoky look. Seems appropriate.
A slippery kind of like half a wine glass scenario going on there.
Do you think Kit has had a hand in setting up the Bramble as the last bar of the year to go out on an exceptional high? I must say you've had a four-week run of bringing in some stuff, which is kind of... this is new territory for us, I reckon, on Cocktail Corner.
We are simple beings.
It's like, I like stepping up the challenge that I've been given something that, you know, I don't necessarily need play with all the time, and then kind of coming up with four completely different versions and different sort of styles. You know, show how versatile it is.
I like
so this
that
has
as
been
well.
Good for me.
So we've had the egg white go into...
That is a large shot glass, though.
What is it called again?
Are you making two, though?
I'm making two. I thought I'd make this easier myself. Okay. So I'll run through the actual ingredient, yeah, at the end, just to make it easier.
I feel like the caramel Vietnamese thing's going in now.
Can I have a whiff of the caramel Vietnamese thing?
John is going to need to smell that, mate. And sorry, there is rules that John has made
And what I'll do is I'll pour a little splash in the end and you can try it.
Yep. There we go.
Okay.
Burnt caramel.
Way to use your adjectives there.
Yeah.
Good. Me likey.
Wow. Done, yeah. We win again.
Just relax, man. Actually, give us a whiff. Come on.
Hey.
It's in a miscellaneous bottle as well, one of those old sauce bottles.
It's delicious. The bottle itself is actually sticky.
Oh, it's got a grunty tang. That is a powerful caramel you got right there.
Sticky bottles mean that they've been
It's almost candy floss. It's like a candy floss scenario in a bottle. Like, that is what a genie bottle smells like, by the way, if anyone was wondering.
If a genie pops out?
Yes, it's candy floss on the nose, and then
it's
the genie pops out.
It's hard to put the genie back in the bottle, though, once you open it, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, once the genie's out, the genie's out.
Can't you just make the third wish
to
get back in the bottle?
Do you think it's going to go back in the bottle?
Two wishes is plenty. Use your brain, mate.
A long stick and a bit of butter.
Oh, it's looking like a really sludgy traffic light, can I say right now.
All right.
Have you put the egg in yet?
Yeah, it's right in the bottom. Okay.
And you put the whole egg in?
Yeah, no, just the white. Yeah. So you want it sort of binding and
so there's
and
some
goodness.
Egg yolks lying around, is that what you're saying? I'm flatting.
There is.
I don't have a lot of money. Maybe we can make a little...
Oh, the five spice.
Indeed.
Do a little baking. A
couple of pinches of five spice.
Just going to get in there. That adds quite a nice sort of dusty texture at the end, which is kind of a bit different. Right,
let the record show that you spun that around on your hand unnecessarily before you put it on
the thing. It's the only way I know how to
do it. What you may or may not know is Dan actually started in Cocktail. And
we lift off.
Rick! Oh, God!
Yes, it's about time. We're due a good old spray in the BFM studio.
Last time we had a spray in here, it was a pink mist from a wine bottle that a listener brought up for us. He was trying to open the wine bottle with a knife.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. It was.
Saber, whatever they do.
Right.
The thing is, the good news is, this spray was in the right direction.
I'm going to start wearing my goggles, or maybe at least some glasses in Cocktail Corner.
Dan, how often do you watch Cocktail starring Tom Cruise?
Oh, I've seen it a few times. It's, I love the fact that they don't seem to do an awful lot.
yeah, it just sifts around.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm breathing heavily, lots and lots of shaking there.
Oh, it's come out in a nice really nice colour. What is that? It's like a dank yellow.
I think you'll probably find that it is a caramel.
Right.
I'm just
going to stick with dank yellow, I think.
I think you'll find it's a sophisticated millionaire. It's a dank, not a dank.
Yes!
it's caramel.
Yes, good. Hey, if you just tuned in, the world's ending and it's no big deal.
So what are you doing now, Dan?
I'm just trying
to... Oh, he's rimming it. He's giving a nice rim of orange peel.
Just trying to get a little bit of orange zest on top.
Yeah.
Just sort of play up on the orange curacao there. And then I'm going to just throw the orange bits away.
Yeah, actually. Okay. They were annoying me. Get them out.
Can you... Okay, Dan, run us through the ingredients and how you built this drink or...
All right, so if you were doing one cocktail, I'd go half an egg white. And on top of that is 30 mils of the Pierre Ferrand 1840 cognac. 30 mils of the dry curacao. And then on top of that, I'm going to add 20 mils of the Nocmal and 20 mils of lemon juice, pinch of salt, and a nice big pinch of five spice.
A pinch of salt is a dynamite move.
It just adds a little sort of more savoury complexity to it, as you say. And then just a twist of sort of spritz of orange zest over the top.
It's a wonderful...
Once again, I feel like I'm drinking a drink far beyond my years. I'll say that. But
far beyond your pay grade.
But here I am.
What is really surprising is...
Don't you drink for the job that you want? Doesn't that help? Isn't that what it...
Drink on the job, did you say?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's wonderful, the smoothness in the body that the egg white gives it, you know, with the citrus as well.
Mm. That's actually a great comment, John. Well
like
done.
Well, it does add texture, doesn't it? Yeah. It gives it sort of a two-sort-of-prong aspect to it.
It's almost, it's kind of like the egg white is acting like the well-frothed milk in a good coffee, you know?
Do you want to have a little nip of this burnt caramel syrup?
I feel like I want to rain that on top of the drink a little bit. Ooh, that is the blood of Christ. What is that? Oh, that's the
camel syrup.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
But it's interesting because right at the end of that drink, you get that sort of, that burnt caramel sort of lingers. Just for fun.
There's citrus in there. It's kind of got all the corners marked, hasn't it, this one?
I reckon we have to run you a straight 10 across the 4 weeks of Cocktail Corner.
Wait, did we tell everyone what was in it, like verbatim? We done that?
Yeah. Okay, I went through the volumes and all that.
I want to make sure.
Okay. Cool.
If you're to make it at home.
Is this on the board?
It is. I wrote it up today. It's on today. So, you know, we'll run it through till end of the year. And last week's, of course.
You guys, are you open every single day now until New Year's Eve?
Yeah, we're not open. So we don't open Sundays, but we're also obviously not going to do Christmas. It's the Lord's Day. Okay, and really, if somebody's sick and needs after work, and who does that? Mm. So we're closed, obviously, Christmas and Boxing.
Are you open late
yada.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
A little bit of Sunday?
2 a.m.
Yeah, there you go. That makes up for it.
Okay.
Best quality time.
Okay. And so New Year's Eve, and then a couple of days off, and then back.
Yeah, well, New Year's Eve falls on a Sunday, so I get it off this year, which is lovely.
Okay.
I ain't complaining.
Okay. Excellent.
Indeed. I'll be forced to make these at home. That's the problem. For free.
Oh, man. Like John says, they've been delicious cocktails.
Awesome. Thank you.
I do recommend people get along to the Bramble down there in Onehunga. Absolutely. And let you have your way with them.
So absolutely.
Because they're very, very nice cocktails.
Actually, I just realised I haven't given you the name, if that helps. So I've called this one the Ninth Life.
The what?
Ninth Life. Ooh. So it's got orange bits in there, and it's a bit of a sidecar sort of twist. And we had a ginger cat that rehomed himself to a neighbour's about 6 months ago.
Cats,
anyway, he passed over his ninth life, unfortunately, earlier in the week. And I just kind of thought, you know.
Have a name?
Garfield, unfortunately. We adopted him, otherwise I wouldn't call Cat that.
R.I.P. Garfield.
R.I.P. Garfield. Rest in peace. I can't say rest in peace dog, but I can say rest in peace cat.
You hate cats, don't you?
No, I can still rest in peace the cat.
Yeah,
though.
That's fair enough.
They'll be curling somewhere on a ledge in the sun.
All right. Well, all right. Hey, thank you. As Big Angry said, thank you to Dan, thank you to the Bramble, and thank you to Pierre Ferrand Cognac. We'll see you once again in the new year. And where can people find you online on Instagram?
The Cocktail Co.
Okay.
Right. That's an easy.
Done and done.
Lovely.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble. It's the King's Arms Christmas Party with Tim Wherry and the Waltons, this Thursday at the King's Arms.
Well, I never said that I knew anything about this.
It's the end of a tradition at the King's Arms, so come on down, stop by and say a fond farewell.
Too much fun with you last night, dancing hard and getting tired.
The King's Arms Christmas Party with Tim Wherry and the Waltons, this Thursday at the King's Arms. $10, doors at 7:30.
Think I'm in love, but I'm not.
The Christmas lights on Franklin Road are quite a sight, or so I'm told. But nothing can my heart envelop like the love that I've developed. My snow angels wide and go.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be out in a minute.
No, I want to listen. Sing to me.
Well, as it's Christmas.
Give the gift of a new passion for photography this Christmas. ProGear, unparalleled quality at 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
The yellow brick road leads to magical places. Like Om, Auckland's own New Year's Eve music and arts 3-day camping festival. Come join the adventure with 4 incredible stages of live and electronic acts featuring our Mikey's own Push Push, DJ T, Scalper, Young Kim, and so much more. Om Festival this December 30th to January 2nd, less than an hour away in sunny South Head. For tickets and full lineup, go to aum.co.nz. The Wizard of Om awaits you.
Summer's about barbecues, lawn mowing, and getting sand in your unpleasant places, right?
No, you dingus!
All the cool kids know that what summer's really about is 95BFM's hotter than hot thing,
Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack. It's got a return trip for two to Hawaii with Hawaiian Airlines, a year's supply of chi, a summer supply of Nice Blocks and Little Island Coconut Creamery, two open water paddy dive courses and two snorkels, masks and fins from Dive HQ West Haven, a Sitka 511 pocket knife surfboard, a double pass to every flix.co.nz screening in 2018, the top 20 Madman films on DVD for 2017, a GoPro Hero Session waterproof action camera from our friends at Pro Gear, a double pass on the door at every Tuning Fork gig of 2018, a double pass to Wonder Garden, a double pass to Langway, a double pass to Splore, and more.
The 95BFM Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack.
The only thing standing between you and a bountiful bevy of extreme prizes is a few clicks on the internet.
So what are you waiting for? Enter now.
Go to 95BFM.com.
G'day, mate. This is Steve Gunn, and you're listening to Johnny and Big Hungry on 95BFM.
When I get to heaven. features, you might find me an immigrant traveling lightly over dark water while your world sleeps. My world beeps all night with yellow cacao alerts, yellow nicotine stains, yellow names with the wrong pronunciations. Lights reflect my flat, uncarved bones as I watch the same shades color code themselves. Hex code FFFFOO. Hex code FFFFOR. I've been here the longest, raised to articulate in one tongue and speculate in the other. I know Upa doesn't translate to brother. The real meaning lies in the gap of your ages and the power. I know smoking in neon lit bars and binge drinking overpriced green bottles doesn't translate to my mother, but the culture is one I am a part of. Hazy interactions and broken conversations asking, do you speak English? Like a foreigner, I roll under the rigid shapes of my language and grasp for the roots of my other. In my movement between the spaces of the places that replace a home, I never settle in one. As my world spins nightly, the sun in yours burning brightly, I have travel sickness, though I move lightly.
The other day, and here's you guys doing the drive show. And, like, geez, you're good. I tell you what I loved more than anything about it was just the back and forth, like how fast it was. It was quick. It was quick, it was sharp. Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that.
of a sort of conventional self-indulgences or vices like drinks and tobacco and so on. Which is your favorite one?
Oh, tobacco. I smoke a pipe all day long except when I'm eating or sleeping.
Hasn't that shortened your life?
Well, they used to say it would when I first took to it, but I took to it some 70 years ago, so it doesn't seem to have had a very great effect so far. In fact, you know, on one occasion it saved my life. I was in an airplane, and the man was getting a seat for me, and I said, get me a seat in the smoking part. He said, if I can't smoke, I should die. And sure enough, there was an accident, a bad accident, and all the people in the non-smoking part of the plane were drowned. And the people in the smoking part jumped into the Norwegian fjord where we landed and were saved. So that I owe my life to smoking.
Hey, hang on one second.
Kia ora, ko Sam Smith, toku ingoa ko te ono karaka at 6 o'clock. Forestry Minister Shane Jones has been approved to start a new government program that will permit planting 1 million trees in 2019. $14 million in government funding will be allocated towards planting and buying seedlings for 2019. Jones explains this will encourage regional economic growth, increase jobs in the regions, create a more sustainable use of land and water, and help New Zealand meet their climate change targets. Forest Nursery Growers Association members say nurseries will scale up significantly for the 2019 planting season in order to meet the demand. The New Zealand Transport Agency is considering to allocate charging tolls on four new roads. A report from NZTA found the four roads all meet the criteria to have tolls set up on them. These roads that may have tolls placed upon them have a free alternative route drivers can use and an acceptable level of community support. NZTA says the new tolls could raise $28 million a year, however they have yet to make a decision. There are currently three roads tolled in New Zealand. The Press Council has ruled that some sponsored stories from overseas carried by New Zealand's two biggest news websites were deliberately designed to deceive. This comes after a complaint was made to the Press Council over links to recommended or promoted stories on stuff.co.nz and the New Zealand Herald. The stories came from an offshore online company, Outbrain, which provides links to articles and videos based on a reader's location and previous online browsing. Both Stuff and the New Zealand Herald argued the content was advertising, not news, and therefore was not under the control of their editorial staff. However, the Press Council ruled the stories breached professional standards and the publishers are accountable for promoted links on their websites. The acting president of the Journalists Association of Samoa says the Criminal Libel Law enacted this week risks undermining the role of the media in society. The government says the newly passed Criminal Libel Act targets unidentified bloggers who write defamatory remarks about others. However, Rudy Bartley says he's concerned the legislation will be used to force journalists to expose sources. Bartley says the law is unnecessary as the mainstream media in Samoa recently adopted a code of practice to prevent criminal libel law breaches by members. He added the law will undermine the media's role as a public watchdog and weaken its ability to hold those in power to account. After a 100-year search, Australia has found a submarine that was lost in World War I. This was the 13th search conducted in order to find the vessel, solving what Australia's government called their oldest naval mystery. The search was conducted using an underwater drone to search the seabed in the area. Australian Defence Minister Marcy Payne says it was the first loss for the Royal Australian Navy and the first Allied submarine loss in World War I. The government is attempting to contact descendants of the crew and working towards a commemoration for the site. And that's the news.
Sam, just quickly.
Hello.
I actually didn't know that submarines had such a long history.
Yeah.
So the submarine is more than 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they go back a long way.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Can you imagine getting in a submarine that was built 100 years ago? I tell you what, I wouldn't be getting in it.
Have you ever been in a submarine?
No.
I went to one...
Okay, well, I've been on a submarine.
I've been on one that wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Like it was in Sydney at the Maritime Museum, there's like a submarine there you can go on. Mm-hmm. It's pretty... I can't imagine being on one of those that's actually travelling.
Okay, everyone stop for a second.
John is quite tall, so I wouldn't recommend you get in a submarine.
Get in a time machine and go back to 1917.
Oh,
would you
mate.
Get in a submarine?
No, I would not.
No, because
you
I've got not. A fucking time machine, not. Wayne. No. Why am I going to muck around with a submarine when I can cruise around in this fucking time machine?
I'm claustrophobic at the best of times.
No, I'm not going to get in you a 100-year-old submarine.
No, I'm going to get back in the time machine and I'm going to muck around through time, aren't I?
Hello, BFM.
Hello, gentlemen. Hi. Would you like to know a funny fact about submarines?
Yes.
Why the Germans were so good at them.
Why?
The Germans use diesel in their submarines.
Diesel?
Yep, diesel doesn't explode.
Oh,
that's true. Okay.
The British used petrol motors in their submarines, and they didn't end so well.
Are we ill? But what happens if a German submarine had an?
Have you got any time machine facts? Or I feel like this is going.
See, the Germans were smart. I can't believe they lost the world, the war.
So they nearly got the world. They lost
the world.
They are very good engineers.
They also gave us these lovely microphones.
Like here at the end, they had the V2 rockets, but they just were a bit too late in proceedings for to make much of an effect.
This motherfucker's watched a documentary, bro.
Yeah, I did. It was a documentary about diesel motors, because I'm a really interesting chap.
All right.
That's it.
This is crazy.
Hey,
I love it.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, sure, man. Have
Dude,
a good
hey, you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, man. Thanks
Thank
very much.
For your contribution.
Alrighty.
Big up submarines as
well. Yeah, up submarines, man.
Right on.
Best way. Well, imagine if we had like.
Have we got any submarines in New Zealand?
I don't think
you can
so.
See them, can you?
I'm surprised actually they haven't developed like a commercial submarine for people to travel on, you know?
Have a little muck around. What about. So you're talking like a glass bottom boat, but like a glass everything submarine?
Like imagine going on a submarine cruise in the Caribbean.
Wait a minute. Yes, that would be meant. I had a little imagination about it, and that would be actually really amazing. That would be fucking great, actually. Yeah. Hey, we might be making some money right here. We should keep it down.
We should have like a BFM submarine.
Oh, man. Apparently,
I don't know. We can. And it'll run on volunteers?
Apparently, there is a gentleman in Clevedon. I have left the message on his cell phone saying, hey, I'm keen to talk about your custom made submarines. So maybe if he wants to pair up in 2018, we can have a New Zealand-made BFM submarine.
This is actually making me think about those dolphins that you just get in and you basically like your own little personal submarine dolphin. That is where it's at.
No, you mean the jet ski dolphin?
I don't know what
jet
I mean.
Jet ski
obviously.
Submarine.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Anenga tohu huerere. Your weather is sunny and dry with a temperature of 21 degrees and your overnight low will be 18. Sunset will be at 8:40. Your outlook for the following 3 days. Ramere, Friday, very warm with some cloud. Raharoi, Saturday, mostly fine and partly cloudy. And Ratapu, Sunday, mostly fine with some cloud. And that's the weather.
That's a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to ProGear, professional photographics.
Ki te tai. Ki te tai hoa uru, I should say, on the west coast. 2 to 3 foot southwest swell building late afternoon with light to moderate southwest onshore winds. Taitimu low tide is at 10 to 7 in the morning. Taipari high tide, 5 minutes to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Score there, 4 out of 10. Ki te tai rafati on the east coast, flat with light southwest offshore winds. Taipari high tide is at 5 to 11 in the morning. Taitimu low tide, 7 minutes past 5 in the afternoon. Score there, 1 out of 10. And that is your news, weather and surf. It's 6 minutes past six. My name is Sam, and thanks for listening.
Right on, man. Hey, your name is Sam.
It is.
Are you around tomorrow at all?
I'll probably be around. I'll pop my head in.
That's good, because we actually have Drive Prize Giving, and you've been nominated for a prize.
Oh, that's cool.
So just...
excited now.
So just hang in there, mate. Hey, if you're around, definitely...
I'm going to pop in, definitely.
Perfect. Yep. Hey, have you got a best and worst for 2017?
Best and worst
of
what?
Just off the top of your head? Just, it's open, that's it.
Oh, shit, that's hard. best, Jeremy Corbyn. He had a good year.
Okay.
Worst, shit. That Auckland University European Association.
Oh, yuck, yeah.
Those dicks, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
What about their fight down?
Oh, downstairs that I reported on.
Yeah,
I know.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was more like a massive confrontation.
Yeah, it was a bit of a confrontation. There wasn't any actual punches thrown or anything.
Hey, Sam, we've really appreciated your input, mate. You are fantastic. And just keep up the righteous work, mate.
Oh, thanks very much. And you too. Pleasure.
Right on, right on.
Cheers.
That was the 95BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics. Hang 10.
Home to the many rejected, no one except the peoples of all places, wherever they're from.